Lord, I pray that you will take these inadequate words, O God, and somehow use them as a vehicle to reveal your heart, who you are to your people, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's something being said in heaven day and night. Day and night it continues to be said. And the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos was caught up to heaven, and he was able to hear what the 24 elders say as they throw their crowns before the throne, as they worship God. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Our existence on this planet is for his pleasure. Now, not that many people like that. They want to exist for their own pleasure. But whether you like it or not, everybody was brought into this world at least for your parents' pleasure. You never have existed for your own pleasure, at least when you were born. They brought you into this world for their pleasure. Now, not everybody is bringing God pleasure, and not all children are bringing their parents' pleasure. But there continues to be a people on this earth that bring God pleasure. To me, this is a tremendous truth, that me, a speck of dust in this universe, human being number 4,335,000,000, could bring the great I Am, the one who dwells in light that no man can approach unto, who no man has seen nor can see, that I could give him pleasure somehow, some way, is a marvelous revelation. Now, how can you give him pleasure? What is he like? You have to know him to know how you can give him pleasure, to know how you can delight him, please him, be that which he has created. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, existed from eternity. Let's put ourselves in his shoes just for a minute. You are God, all that he says he is. You conceive a universe just by the mere thought of it. You create an intelligent being capable of knowing you, and you place him on a globe somewhere in the midst of that vast universe. Everything you do is with a plan and a purpose. You know the future. You know what everybody will do. You know everything. You know the outcome of everything. You know that Satan will do what he will do. You know that Adam will fall. Everything was created from the beginning with a knowledge of all as how it would all turn out. This man that you have created has a free will, and he's given a choice in the very beginning, and that is very important, because that is going to be a very critical thing in determining how this man is going to give you pleasure. God has a purpose for this creation, and he has a purpose for this man. And that purpose is wrapped up in that choice that man is going to make. Because of your original plan and your goal and how you want to get pleasure from your creation, man is given a free will. And how that free will is exercised is going to determine whether or not you give God pleasure. How can you give God pleasure? By keeping his commandments? Yes, but not how most people would think. Not doing this, not doing that, that doesn't necessarily in itself give God any pleasure. The fact that you do not destroy yourself doesn't give him pleasure. The fact that your children don't go out and commit suicide doesn't necessarily give you pleasure. It's what they do that gives you pleasure, not what they don't do. We have to do something to give God pleasure. Now, number one, you have to exercise your free will and choose him above all else. It's not so much your life of do's and don'ts, but it is your choices of putting him first in every situation. In Deuteronomy 10, God reveals his heart for his people. He says, what do I require of you? What do I require? He says, I require that you would love me. That is the supreme choice, which was spoken last night. That is the number one thing that you can do to give God pleasure, is to choose him and to give him your love. There is one thing that he cannot have. Even though he can create all things merely by wishing for it or thinking of it. There's one thing that he cannot have, and that is your allegiance or your love or your choice. He has ordained that you decide whether or not to give him that. And that is what is going to please him. Because if he merely was able to create it as such, it would not be the same. And so your allegiance, your choice, your free will, what you choose to do, are going to determine whether or not you please him. Jesus said, I do always those things that are pleasing in your sight. Here was his son that we are to be patterned after, that always made the right choice, that always exercised that will that he had towards God in loving him and doing what he desired. Love must be by choice. Number two, we have to exercise our free will to believe him. We have to believe that he is all that he says he is, the I am. You see, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh unto him must believe that he is. It doesn't tell you anything more. Just that he is, Yahweh. Believe that he is. Believe what he is. What he says he is. It must be so frustrating to God for his own children who know him and have read what he says about himself, who upon being in difficulty and under some stressful situation, to continually vocalize belittling statements about him and his nature, calling him a liar, bringing him down to their circumstances, belittling him beyond even themselves or other men. How frustrating for God, who cannot change what he is, all-powerful, able to do all. And he can never change that. That's what he is. And his own children, whom he has allowed to come into the revelation of himself, don't even acknowledge that. Live in a manner that is contrary to that, belittling him, bringing him down to where he's less than themselves. However, there are some who look towards God in great difficulties, and they speak forth what God says he is. They exercise tremendous trust. They are willing to get way out on a limb and believe that he is, that's all. That he is. They're way out on the water. They're way out on a limb. And in that situation, there's perfect trust and peace. They walk in that trust. How pleasing it must be to the heart of God to find someone that just believes that he is what he says he is. My, how pleasing must that be? This will give you such an ability to trust God. Just to know that you are pleasing him if you will just believe that he is. His beloved. Suppose you had some children. One of them is always depressed, morose, upset with himself. He believes himself a failure. Another one does everything perfect, but is not very happy or joyful. A third one is not perfect, but is free, happy, full of joy, full of enthusiasm, and always expressing it. Now, which child would you like? Which child brings you joy? Now, I am not to say that there is not a maturing of that child to a certain place in which it is able to give its parent pleasure in different ways. But initially, God is just asking for freedom. Just freedom and expressing the joy that you know who you are and who he is. How about all this worry, criticalness, negativeness, discouragement, hopelessness, despair? What a grief it is to God. That is, that we put up with attitudes and emotions that are not even necessary. Now, I'm not saying that you can just click them off. But if you will think upon the truth of who you are and who he is, the truth will give you a different emotion. You need the truth. The scripture says to rejoice evermore. It gives no qualification. It gives no exception. Be glad. Leap for joy. Sing, clap your hands, delight thyself, shout for joy. Which child brings God pleasure? Parents go to great lengths to please their children, and there's nothing more satisfying to that parent than for the child to express openly and bubbling what joy and what it has meant, all that the parent has done. I contend that Christians have walked around solemn too long, and they need to express and be free. Be what God has made us. That's all. Decide you're going to please Him and be that way. Number four, exercise your free will and know Him. Some people do not know that God wants us to know Him. They view God as an extremely difficult task, next to impossible. I mean, it is almost impossible to understand Him or know Him or think of Him somehow that He would come. This is because they do not look at it from God's perspective. From God's perspective, He delights to show us Himself. He delights to reveal Himself to us. Now, men in the world do it. Rich men love to, and this is not in a vainglory or boasting, egotistical way. They love to show someone else a good time of their own ability and stature. See, of their own station, if they are extremely wealthy, they love to throw a party or some type of celebration or show someone a good time commensurate with their station. And if they are enormously rich, they will plan it accordingly. To them, it's nothing. All they care about is that that person will really enjoy something. And they love to give. It doesn't have to be in an egotistical way. Collectors do the same thing. Those that possess some great collection of some item, there's nothing more enjoyable to them than to find somebody else that's interested in what they collect. And they spend hours showing them the enormity and complexity and all of the rarities of their collection. Now, God has quite a bit to show us. And I know by revelation that He wants to share this with us. The Scripture says in Psalms 25:14, intimacy with Yahweh have they who revere Him. This is not because we want it, because there's nothing you can do about it. He either reveals Himself to you or not. See, that's all there is to it. But He says, intimacy you will have. Intimacy, there is something that He wants to share. This Hebrew word is speaking of secret communication, a sitting together, a communion, a sharing. And I tell you that there's not a whole lot we have to share with Him. And so most of the sharing is going to be coming of Himself to us. Now, we can share with Him and open up in that, but this is not what it means. It's intimacy with Him. Why is this? Because of us? No. It's because He wants to do it. He wants to do it. It's because it is a delight to Him to show us Himself. God wants to share His glories with us, His greatness, Himself. What could be more marvelous than sharing Himself with us? I admit that He has great many things that He could share with us, but I believe He wants to share Himself with us. Now, the Scripture is often quoted, "Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, what God hath prepared for them that love Him." And I believe that. But the next verse says, "God hath revealed unto us by His Spirit." There is something by the Spirit that is being revealed to us that is far above the natural. There's something God wants to show. There's something He wants to reveal. Now, God has created us with a spirit that we might have contact with His Spirit. We have a spirit for one reason, and that is because He is spirit. That spirit is to do something. That spirit is to contact His Spirit. There has got to be a sharing and a communing there. And there is something that happens in that. All of a sudden, there is revelation that is coming to the carnal mind. I mean, the carnal mind, but this brain, this computer that's made of flesh, all of a sudden starts to understand things by the Spirit. See, it's not that we're going to figure Him out. It's not that you're going to read it in a book. It's not that somehow someone's going to tell you about it necessarily. It's going to come by the Spirit. There is something coming by the Spirit that comes in and it gives you revelation and you understand Him, what He is like, what His heart is, what His will is, what His goal is, and how He loves you and relates to you. God delights to reveal Himself to us. Now, how do we do that? Become interested in Him. Become interested in Him. You see, if you will show interest in Him and in Himself, He will delight to bring you and show you this thing. It is so marvelous, and there's so much to it. Now, you have to want it, and you have to believe it. You have to just project yourself into that place of communion. Then you have to just live there. Just stay there. Just be in that frame of mind. Now, what does that mean? It's a position of faith, believing that He wants to show Himself to you, and that He is communing with you, and that He is always there doing communing. And you need to just project, keep coming into that place. And now remember, the devil hates God. The devil wants to rob God of you, of the pleasure. Now, it's not that the devil hates us so much. It's that he hates God. And he cannot get a hold of God quite the way he would like to. But he can get a hold of us. And so he is designed to rob God of all the pleasure that God desires in us, his creation. And that method is to keep us from the knowledge of him. To keep us from him. To keep us from giving him our love. Because if you know him, you'll give him your love. There's something that will happen in you that will absolutely transform you. There is no more act, no more prayer, no more way of expressing it other than when God comes to you and reveals himself to you, that's doing it. That will do it. You will be so different. Your motives will change. Your goals will change. Your aspirations will change. Your view of this planet will change. You will be so transformed, you won't even need to pray, get this sin out of my life. It will flee from you when you meet him face to face. Your pride will disappear. Your feeling of inadequacy will disappear. Everything on all ends will disappear. There is something that's more marvelous than anything else, and that is himself. And God has ordained to show you himself. Now, you all believe that God's perfect will be done in heaven continually. What is going to go on in heaven? The scripture says, at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Meaning God is going to ordain that. There will be pleasures forevermore. And what is that going to entail? Knowing him. In other words, he is going to show you all of his glories. It'll take eternity to do all that. But he's going to show you and continue to show, and that's what it's going to be like. Just, he's going to tour all of himself and take you on a tour. And it is going to be a marvelous thing. But I believe that God wants to do that now. Obviously, it can all be done in this life, because certainly we look through a glass darkly. But there has to be something happening now or we'll never get to that place. We'll never understand it. Jesus said, I have known thee. I have known thee. There's a lot to that statement. I have known him. It was not because he figured him out, but because God revealed himself to him. He put himself in that place, and he continued that. He desired it. He spent the time. Take time to do it. But put yourself in a place of faith. The key to this thing is faith. Put yourself in a place where God can come to you and just spend the time and let him. He will reveal himself. And he is so manifold that he will reveal himself differently to different people. And they will be able to share what they have experienced with others. And it will be different. Because he is so manifold, so diverse, so full of variety, that he would desire to show, and it would take the whole universe to show all of his glories, all of the individuals and all of their experiences together would add up to be only a small portion of God. And yet so many, the majority have hardly experienced anything. They have experienced virtually nothing. They have experienced him as their Savior. Marvelous. And it was certainly a work of the Spirit. No man can come unless the Spirit draw him. But oh, there's so much more. Jesus said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's His pleasure. It's His pleasure. In His presence is fullness of joy. Why? Because you want it? No, it's because He wants you to have it. He wants to give it to you. He wants to express it to you. He wants you to enjoy Himself. Understand what God is like. Understand His heart. And just give Him the delight of His heart. You have this capability. If you will only realize the capability that you have to please God's heart and exercise your free will to be what God has created and to love Him and to let Him reveal Himself to you, you will be pleasing to His heart. Amen.